From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A White House official says President Donald Trump plans to inform Congress Friday of his decision to release a classified memo alleging that top law enforcement officials were biased against the president. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan justified the memo's release on Thursday.
And if American civil liberties were abused, then that needs to come to light so that that doesn't happen again.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation is affected by political bias. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Taliban's base in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory.
We are waiting for action. Words and processes are all writings on paper. The people of Afghanistan expect action, clear and specific action.
In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. A month after Indonesia's constitutional court rejected a petition to ban gay and extramarital sex, the country's parliament is poised to pass revisions to the nation's criminal code that would criminalize extramarital and gay sex. Civil society and activists are extremely concerned that the bylaws will increase raids and vigilantism, overcrowd prisons, and further persecute Indonesia's LGBT community. Indonesia is officially a multi-religious state and has long avoided explicit Islamic law in its federal laws, although Sharia-inspired local bylaws have been on the rise. This is VOA News. Fidel Castro Diaz Balart, the eldest son of the late Cuban revolutionary leader, has committed suicide after months of treatment for depression. Lucy Fielder has more.
He resembled his Cuban revolutionary father so much that they called him Fidelito, had the highest public profile of all Castro's children. He was a multilingual nuclear physicist who studied in the Soviet Union and headed Cuba's national nuclear program. His maternal relatives became some of Castro's most bitter enemies in the Cuban-American exile community. He counted a U.S. representative and former U.S. congressman among his cousins.
Reporter Lucy Fielder. A Kenyan lawyer present at the symbolic swearing-in of opposition leader Raila Odinga was arrested Friday. Jeff Custer has that story.
Miguna Miguna was taken from his Nairobi home before dawn to a police station. An Odinga ally, Miguna has declared himself a leader of the opposition's National Resistance Movement, which the government this week declared a criminal group. Miguna had stood beside Odinga on Tuesday at the symbolic presidential inauguration, which the government has called an illegal act that put at risk the lives of thousands of Kenyans. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
18 people were injured, three seriously, after a vehicle caught fire and mounted the pavement in a busy part of central Shanghai and plowed through pedestrians. Xu Xin saw the accident. He said that the van lost control, hit a fence, and knocked people down. Then the vehicle caught fire. According to preliminary police investigations, the fire was caused by a 40-year-old driver surnamed Chen who was smoking a cigarette inside the vehicle. Chen is also suspected of illegally transporting dangerous substances. The vice president of the World Anti-Doping Agency says the situation in which the organization finds itself now is very chaotic after 28 Russian athletes had their Olympic doping bans overturned by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Linda Hofstede-Helland says clean athletes and sports fans around the world have lost confidence in the system. Hofstede-Helland also said that she is a member of the Norwegian government and added that this has to stop. The situation cannot be accepted any longer. February 2nd marks Groundhog Day, when traditionally a Pennsylvania groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil makes an appearance above ground near the cozy tree stump he calls home. Legend has it that if he sees his shadow on a sunny day, North America is in for six more weeks of winter weather, and if not, spring will arrive soon. Well, today the furry prognosticator did see his shadow, signaling six more weeks of winter. Generations of groundhogs, which are members of the marmot family, known as woodchucks, have been predicting weather since 1887. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.